Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text, as indicated earlier, is the gospel from the baptismal liturgy in Mark 10, and you have the bulletin insert to follow along. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will Christians go to church? Well, you know, at least they should, to listen to the divine word of God, to let the Lord Jesus have the say-so, to let Jesus have his say. After all, you don't have better words than his. Isn't that right? Yes, that's right, because his words are divine and they are trustworthy. Consequently, I will give you some of the Lord's words today so that we all rejoice in holy baptism and what the Lord does and gives to sinners through baptism to you and today for Holly Rose. Now, from Mark 10 in the baptismal liturgy, Jesus categorically had the say-so today. Did you hear what he said? He flat out mandated, "Let the little children come to me. Do not keep them away from me." In other words, let nothing get in the way of my blessing them. And no doubt, if we were there, we probably would hear Jesus say something more like, "Well, forgive my disciples, friends. They're clueless at the moment. I can't tell you how much I'm displeased with them. I'm sorry that they met you at the door today and told you to leave the kids at home. My disciples, they've got so much to learn. And eventually, they'll finally get it." Now, in total opposition to his naive, at the moment, disciples, Jesus is the one who emphatically says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder or forbid them." Why would he say such a thing? Well, I'm glad you asked. Jesus tells you why in the text. He says, "For of such is the kingdom of God." In other words, Jesus is saying, "I have come for them too. I'm not going to leave any of these kids out of my kingdom of God reign of salvation. I've come to save all sinners. I'm the savior of not just the adults, but also the little ones. So don't dare keep them away from me. Bring them to me instead. I've come to give salvation to all sinners, including Holly Rose." Now, perhaps you've heard Carrie Underwood's latest hit that extols holy baptism. Have you heard that song? I hope you have. She says in the song that her life is changed. Why? Because she's baptized. She is changed. Namely, she's a believer. Because as she puts it in her song, there's something in the water. Well, the something in the water is the Lord's words and promises that he attaches in and with the water. Remember, brothers and sisters, that baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word. Without God's word, the water is plain water and no baptism. But with God's word, it is a baptism, that is a life-giving water. Yes, the divine word is what makes baptismal water a water rich in grace, a water that cleanses sinners with the divine blood of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus speaks and he attaches his words and promises to the water of holy baptism in order to give his Good Friday salvation to sinners. And that's precisely why Gage and Stacy brought little Holly Rose to Jesus today for his Good Friday gifting or Good Friday blessings that he gives in holy baptism. Now, brothers and sisters, let's get this biblical fact under our belts once and for all, shall we? Baptism is the Lord's gift to sinners. It is his giving. It is his doing. Now I want to show you, and this, of course, is where the insert comes in. I want to show you from God's word what blessings or gifts Jesus gives through the word attached to the water. Now, you'd better hang on tight. It's going to be a fast flyby. This is not exhaustive. Good grief, if I was exhaustive with you today, you'd be complaining how long the sermon is. So it's just a flyby of the New Testament teaching from the Lord's words, letting him do what? Have the say-so with regard to baptism. First, Matthew 28. According to the Lord's mandate and institution, sinners are to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now I ask you, according to that text, Matthew 28, that text alone, What is the gift that God gives in holy baptism? It's his name. In holy baptism, God gives you his name. That means that he's God for you. With his name, God gives himself to you and everything that he is. Mark 16:16. Jesus promises that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Did you hear that? Saved. I didn't say it. Jesus did. Don't get on my back. Go see the Lord. Now Peter, he learned that from the Lord Jesus, and he put it this way then in 1 Peter 3, when Peter says, notice the language, baptism now saves you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What Jesus says is true, and you can hold him to it. In fact, Jesus wants you to hold on to this promise in Mark 16:16. He loves to be caught in and with his words. Acts 2:38-39. The Apostle Peter finally got it. In his sermon on the day of Pentecost, he preaches a baptism that gives the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit given in baptism. Now, brothers and sisters, I ask you, when your sins are forgiven and you've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, are you saved? Yes. Yes. When your sins are forgiven and when you've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, you are now a new creation, spelled F-A-I-T-H, and you are saved. And then Peter declares that these gifts, I'm still in Acts 2 now, Peter declares that these gifts, forgiveness and the gift of the Holy Spirit, are for you and for your children and for all who are far off. For you talk is gift talk. Baptism, then again, as I said earlier, is the Lord's divine gift to us. And the for all in Acts 2 matches the all nations of Jesus' mandate for baptism in Matthew 28. And the for your children here in Acts 2 fits with our Lord's words in Mark 10, let the little children come to me. Acts 22:16. The Apostle Paul tells of the day when he was baptized. And there the pastor told Paul, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name. Well, wash away your sins in Acts 22 is the same as Acts 2's for the forgiveness of your sins. And so again, let's be clear. Holy baptism is one, I said one, not the only, but one of the ways that Jesus bestows his Good Friday forgiveness. It's no wonder then that Jesus said in Mark 10, bring the kids to me. Do not forbid them. Titus 3:5. Again, the Apostle Paul extols the washing. Remember Acts 22? Wash. Now in Titus 3, he extols the washing of holy baptism. Listen carefully. He says God saved us. Oh, there's that verb again, saved. But how exactly did God save us? Paul says in the text in Titus 3 that God saved us through the there's that word, washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. That washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, you know, is holy baptism. Paul learned this from Jesus when, you remember, Jesus told Nicodemus that in order to be born again, or born from above, saved, or enter the kingdom of God, the sinner had to be born of water and of the Spirit. John 3:5. Now let's finish this up by going back to Mark 10. Again, letting the Lord have his say. We don't have better words than he does. Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, because I've come for them too. Or, for such is the kingdom of God. But there's one final zinger, one final clincher from the Lord in Mark 10. And I can't pass it up, and I'm not going to let you leave without hearing it. Because, again, there's always people who say that they have better words than the Lord. There are those who object to what happened today at the font. They vehemently protest and complain, little Hallie, she didn't do a thing. She didn't do anything. Gage and Stacy, you should have let Hallie decide whether she wants to be baptized when she gets older, when she becomes an adult. I hear that so much. I hear it all the time. Well, what does Jesus say to this? He point blankly asserts, "Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." Hallie Rose, as a little child, didn't do anything at the font. She did nothing. Everything was done to her. Bingo! That's precisely the point when it comes to salvation. Salvation gift from the Lord, whether it's salvation's achievement at Calvary or salvation's delivery at the font. When it comes to salvation's winning or bestowing, sinners like you and me or Hallie Rose, we are do-nothings. And Jesus and his giving, they are everything. Now, if there's anyone here today who's not baptized, I ask you, what prevents you now from receiving baptism? If it's your words, your objections, your protests, your excuses, it's time to repent of that and let the Lord's words have their way with you. And for those of you who are baptized, I beg you to cling to the Lord's words and his promises that I've reviewed with you today, especially Mark 16:16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Hallie Rose, happy baptism day to you. And to the rest of you, happy living in and from your baptism until it comes to complete fruition when Jesus raises your body from the dead and gives you eternal life. In the name of Jesus, amen.